This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation. While you're at NBAA, be sure to stop by booth 3818 and find out about all of the special offers from Lightspeed available exclusively for business aviation pilots attending the show. With Zulu and Mach 1, we've got you covered.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Ray Richmond. He's the CEO of Crown Air Aviation, FBO on the West Coast. Ray, you're on the front lines of business aviation, servicing the planes that are flying around the country. You have a window seat for the trends and the new culture of business aviation. What are you seeing out there?
Well, clearly we've seen the downturn that others have seen, but we're seeing that we're having to be smarter in how we do our business. We're having to really evaluate almost every decision to make sure it makes sense, which is, I think in the past, maybe it was a little bit easier just to go along and make money and provide the services, and we're having to increase kind of our scrutiny on all of that.
Well, A decrease in flying means a decrease in fuel, a decrease in movements at your airport. What are some of the things that you're doing, and what are some of the things that customers are demanding that you do?
Well, one of the things that we're doing, we're increasing our capacity in the sense that we are increasing the dealer network that we're part of. We are now a dealer for Raisbeck Engineering, Blackhawk. We're talking to BLR. We're increasing our Garmin capabilities. So those are the types of things we're doing to increase what we can offer our customers. So broadening our basically our reach. And then we've had to basically get back to the basics of our business. We've in the past maybe gone out and done some things speculatively, which we've now kind of pulled back on doing some of that stuff as well.
Well, what sort of things were you trying, and what hasn't worked?
Well, specifically, we expanded out of our core market and competency. We actually were involved in two businesses up in Van Nuys, which were, you know, we've given those businesses basically back to their original owners. We've and we're focusing on what Crown Air has really developed over the almost 60 years in business, which is providing services locally in San Diego.
Okay, well, when people land, what are their expectations, and what's changed about the climate?
I think everyone is looking to be smarter with their money, so people aren't throwing money away, so we're having to be more conscious of pricing on almost every front, whether it's maintenance, avionics, fuel. We, at the same time, are fortunate that we're developing some new facilities and infrastructure. We have some capital that's in the company that we're using to increase our ability to reach those customers as well.
Okay, and do you have a crystal ball? Do you? Most of the companies here are saying we've got a tough year ahead, and then we're going to start seeing it loosening up in 2011. What's your feeling?
Well, we've definitely seen what we hope is the bottom. We, in the last quarter, have seen some slight increases, and so we're hopeful that the bottom is behind us. By no means do we think it's going to come back in any kind of quick fashion. It's going to be a slow road back, but we're seeing some good changes now. Kind of on all fronts, we're seeing some positive upswings, slightly, but they're definitely moving back.
Well, thanks very much for your time today, Ray. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation. See us at NBAA 2009 in booth 3818.